T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, the drones are going to be the death of us.
I am scared to death that the Chinese have video of me in my shorts and bare feet. I was flying the drone over my house and got some nasty shots of my legs.
They're going to block you. They're going to say, we don't want to see that. We don't want any recon on that house.
Or they're going to use it to torture people in Chinese prison.
There you go.
We'll make you
useful to them either way.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
They might be watching us. They might be watching us through our kids' drones.
Paul's
drones.
Not the drones.
Whatever drones you have. If Amazon's going to be delivering via drones, it might be mapping stuff. I don't know. We're probably making a way bigger deal out of this, but
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that old saying? If you're not just a little bit paranoid, you may not be paying attention.
I know, but you're a lot paranoid.
Well.
You freak me out sometimes.
If you knew what I knew, sure, you would be paranoid too. So here is what the United States government has said. Maybe the U.S. is just being unnecessarily paranoid, but maybe they know some things that we don't know. Listen to this. The U.S. government has strong concerns about any technology product that takes American data into the territory of an authoritarian state that permits its intelligence services to have unfettered access to that data or otherwise abuses that access. This is
an
alert.
You would think, oh, we don't give our data away. We don't give anybody access. But we do.
Well, you may inadvertently be giving your data away. By the way, that alert was from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Chinese-made drones may be sending sensitive flight data to their manufacturers in China, where it can be accessed by the government and potentially military sources. The drones pose a potential risk to an organization's information. Now, chances are they don't care about me in my shorts and my bare feet on my driveway.
They'd be wise not.
Crashing my DJI drone several times before I figured it out. But think about this. If you're flying a drone in an industrial area, maybe a sensitive area, a nuclear reactor, a power generation system.
Right. Anywhere.
And that data winds up somehow back in China.
Companies
could be used for nefarious reasons.
Drones for security. You're using security. You're looking at your whole property. You're looking at the top of a building.
That aren't visible perhaps from the street. So are we giving away state secrets inadvertently every time we connect our drones to the internet? With us to get some perspective and hopefully talk us off the off the ledge, Evan Franson is CEO and founder of FR Secure. He deals with these kinds of corporate security issues 24/7. Evan, good to have you back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So
are we freaking out?
What do you
Evan?
Make of this? Are we making too much of this, or should we be a little cautious when it comes to drone hygiene?
Well, I think we need to be cautious. We don't have all the facts yet. So, I'm not freaking out. We do know that the Chinese government does target U.S. industry. We do know that the Chinese government targets things like this. So it wouldn't surprise me. I'm just waiting for a little more research and waiting for a counterpoint. And we haven't seen any of those emerge yet, but I would expect it soon.
So, Evan, what would they be interested in? Let's say they're getting, they're getting video of whatever the drone is flying over, even if it was flying over, XL Energy solar panels or, a building. I mean, it's really just the outside of the building. Is it valuable information to the Chinese?
How could they use that against us? How could they weaponize this?
If at all.
Well, we used to fly, U-2 airplanes over, enemy territory or, to collect information. Now we use satellites with drones. The images are better. They're higher resolution. They're more detailed. So the intelligence gathering, the potential is there. And the things that they could use, law enforcement uses drones. Construction companies use drones. Utility companies use drones. I think it gives better intelligence for potential future targeting, but I don't think there's anything specific nothing imminent, coming from this. But I think eventual, it's good intelligence.
Now they're saying turn off the internet access, but aren't we using the internet in many cases to maneuver those drones?
Well, a lot of the drones, it depends on the drone. DJI is sort of the one that's been mentioned the most. It's mm-hmm. it's a Chinese, company.
80% market share.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely the one to target if you were going to. And they do have this mode called privacy mode. Back in, I think, late last year, they announced this privacy mode to turn off the internet portion. You can still control the drones with Wi-Fi, in some cases Bluetooth, but so you can turn off the internet access on the drones and still use them.
Oh, okay. So you still get your video. But what about, I know DJI, you just said, has like an 80% market share. Can we be sure that the drone we have in our house wasn't made in China? Or, if you don't have the box anymore, how can you tell or how can you buy one that's American made?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. So it would require some research. Most of the drones, chances are pretty good. You do have a DJI mm-hmm. drone. If you're not sure what manufacturer you have, look at the drone. It'll be marked somewhere on who made it. And then just do a quick internet search to see if it was a U.S.-made drone or if it was one, made in China. But that's probably the best way to figure it out.
So, again, let's say somebody just got a drone as a gift, you wouldn't temper your activities. You would still use the drone, but maybe keep it in privacy mode so that any data that's collected can't wind up anywhere online, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is what I would do if I don't have any drones, but if I did, that is what I would do. I would still use it. I would turn off or turn on privacy mode and just keep it safe.
All right, Evan, since we have you, and I know you have a lot of corporate sponsors and corporate work, Baltimore just got hacked, and they're demanding, I think, 13 bitcoins, $100,000 to provide decipher keys for all the hacked data. And holy Moses, I mean, what's next? What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about most when it comes to your clients and security and privacy?
Well, I worry more. Honestly, I worry more about my family. I worry more about what my 14-year-old daughter is doing online.
Oh,
yeah, we should be worried about that, Evan. I got one of those too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I focus more on that. With the corporate side of things, we know that no matter what we do, no matter how much money we spend, we're not going to be able to to prevent all the bad things from happening. So where I can't prevent those bad things, do I have the things in place to detect it? And then would I be able to respond? So one of the things with Baltimore, they didn't have a good incident response process. So you get hit with ransomware, what would your response be? And ideally it would be to restore from, backups that are still safe. So we help companies really work through those scenarios a lot more. But the one thing that keeps me up at night is, honestly, it's my 14-year-old daughter.
Well, you made us feel better about the drones. We can't help you with your daughter. We're working through that ourselves.
I know, right?
Hey, Evan, just keep the drones away from your 14-year-old daughter.
Just
okay?
Lock her in her room.
Everything
That's
will be fine.
Amen. Yeah. Amen to that.
Evan Franzen, CEO and founder of FR Secure. Great to have you back on the show. Yeah. Thanks for the expertise.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, well, that does put things in perspective.
I'm still going to use my drone, and the Chinese are still going to see close-up videos of my kneecaps, my ankles.
Good times. Well, that'll shut that operation right down.
Well, they may lose interest very quickly in the United States when that video starts to circulate. There could be like a YouTube channel over there with just me and my ankles. And
if we see a sudden outbreak of blindness in China, we know what happened.
He brought down the internet. Okay. All right.
You got any weather therapy for us?
Yeah.
Feel better?
Glad I'm not in Tulsa.
Okay.
It sounds like a bad country western mm-hmm. song, but crazy weather. We're just getting a taste of it. Believe it or not, we are on the better end of these storms. Yeah, it's wet, it's miserable, it's cold, it's windy, but we're not getting the mile-wide tornadoes or the flash flooding. So we'll have a little weather therapy and dig a little deeper into your holiday weekend forecast next. Okay, the worst-case scenario never quite materialized yesterday.
Good.
Oklahoma and Texas, they were under a high threat of maxi tornadoes and serious flash flooding.
Yeah, kids
they got
were home
the flash
from school.
Flooding. Yeah, they kept college kids, all kids head off yesterday across the state of Oklahoma, worried about tornadoes. They wound up with 19, still a bad day. Some of them were big ones, but they didn't have the swarm of long track violent tornadoes that that was predicted.
So they didn't get the big ones.
They did not get the big ones. No, thank you. 7 to 10 inch rains.
Sorry, I was going to make an inappropriate comment.
Can you close?
I already did.
I stopped myself. Yeah. That was self-control, personal responsibility.
No, but you. Well, there wasn't much responsibility there.
Sorry,
I know. You still kind of trampled all over my weather.
You do the weather. I'm sorry.
That nasty, nasty.
Just trying to jazz it up a little.
Okay. Oh, trying to spice it up. All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. They did see serious flooding, flood emergencies in Tulsa. They got 7 to 10 inches of rain. And as bad as you think it is out there, the sun was out earlier today. It wasn't a horrible day. Denver, 3.5 inches of snow. 3.5. If you have any friends in Denver, call them, text them.
Yeah, they were laughing
at
us
at
like a month
yeah.
ago when it was like 70 out there and it
little
was miserable
payback.
Here.
That's the most snow this late in the season since May 29th, 1975, when 5.6 inches hit the Mile High City. Denver,
but I think they're still skiing, like up in Breckenridge.
Well,
they're still skiing in some places.
Palmer Lake picked up a foot, Black Forest, 11 inches, Castle Rock, 9 inches. So,
Can you imagine
is
skiing?
Is that bizarre?
May? Wow.
A month away from the summer solstice. And again, the weekend, it's not going to be stinking hot. I can assure you with 100% confidence, it will not be in the 80s or 90s. So people will not be complaining about the heat and humidity. Lake water temperatures are still cool. I think only the brave and the foolish will be in the water, in the lakes. Be careful. I checked. I think the lake water is 56 degrees.
But for barbecues, what, 60, 70, no rain?
It's going to be in the 60s and low 70s. Friday afternoon, later in the day. Friday evening looks nice. Most of Saturday looks good here in the Twin Cities. We should be low 70s on Saturday, upper 60s, Brainerd on Saturday with some clouds building in the afternoon. Could be a quick shower, but Sunday should be dry and sunny statewide, low to mid 70s. Pretty nice, reasonable humidity. And Monday now looks better than it did yesterday. All weather is staying just to our south and west. It's a little close for comfort, but I think we'll salvage a partly sunny Memorial Day. Highs in the upper 60s to around 70. So
I think
hot,
if it's not 40 and not raining, that's
people
a vi- and not
will
snowing,
be relieved.
Victory.
But a lot of people want the heat.
I know, but we have such low expectations right now. So we're grateful for anything that's not wet, freezing, and mildly sunny.
Okay.
Yeah, low expectations.
I can live with it. Here in the land of low weather expectations.
That's where we live.
The land of 10,000 weather disappointments.
I went outside to walk the lake today. Oh, and I went around, you know, where the Southwest Light Rail, I wanted
did
to see
over
the construction.
Did you go over the barriers?
Yeah,
you're not supposed to go over the barriers, Jordana.
I didn't do that, no. But I wanted to see where they had it blocked off. The detour isn't so bad for walking. And I had my winter coat on. And by the time I got home, it was unzipped and my hat was off. But it was cooler this morning.
Little nippy.
Yeah. But it's getting better.
It's getting better.
Progress.
And Mark Seely, my friend, the climate guru, said that wet springs, cool springs, many times are a cue that the summer to follow has a better chance of being cooler and wetter than average. If I had to bet money, and I wouldn't, but if somebody made me bet money, I would bet on a slight cool, wet bias this summer. We're still going to get days in the 80s and 90s.
Look, my expectations were low, but don't make it worse. So what's a shoe condom and why are teenagers buying them up? Hear more in Beyond the Headlines. So have you heard of shoe condoms?
Sadly, I have.
They cannot protect you against gonorrhea, but they can protect your sneakers from mud. So festival season is fast approaching, Coachella, all that other stuff.
Is that what they really call them, condoms?
Chew condoms. Yeah.
Can't they come up with a more clever description?
So a new company wants you to keep your fancy, expensive sneakers waterproof, mud-proof, damage-proof. They're $7.99. It's a British company. They're sold by Firefox. And again, they're dirt-proof, they're machine-washable, and they're dishwasher-safe. And they call them a pair of condoms. They come in medium and large. They have a resealable pouch. And basically, you know, you put them over the toe of your sneaker and you roll them down up to your ankle. So you can see why they're called that. The marketing for this is fantastic, i.e., quote, there's antibiotics for super gonorrhea, but there's no remedy for getting mud caked into every nook and cranny of your Fila disruptors. Or worse, try getting those precious Air Max 97s even half as vibrant as when they were fresh out of the box. Impossible! Darn that fabric outer. That's why you need these new shoe condoms. That's actually what they're called.
Can't you just wash them? Throw
them
in the
sneaks?
Washing machine?
Well, if they're leather, then they might not come out as good. Or you can just wear your shoe condoms. It's fun. It's clever. I might buy my kids a couple pairs.
But would they be large or extra large?
Stop it. Worst.
Great white shark. You know, I'm feeling better about the zebra mussels.
Yeah.
A great white shark spotted in Long Island Sound.
Come on. Is it the same one that was in the Outer Banks last week?
No, this is a different one. I'm telling you, Sharknado.
Wow.
It's kind of.
That's my biggest fear. Sharks.
It's working in that direction.
That's it.
For the first time ever, or at least recorded history, a great white shark has been spotted in Long Island Sound off the Connecticut shore between Long Island and Connecticut, fairly close to New York City. 10 feet long, goes by the name of Cabot, named by researchers after Italian navigator John Cabot, who explored North America back in 1497. They've been tracking this shark since last year. He's right up on the beach, very close. He doesn't think there's any imminent danger for swimmers in the area, according to local experts. But experts are telling people that they should demonstrate common sense when entering the water.
Meaning, common sense? How about don't go in?
If you see big fins heading toward you.
My God.
Can you imagine?
No, it's my worst fear.
Really?
If you live in Clarksdale, Mississippi, but are a criminal, the mayor will give you $10,000 to move.
To leave. $10,000?
Isn't this fantastic?
But how do they know if you really move? Just take the money and go on the other side of town.
I don't know. The mayor has a 5-point crime-fighting plan, and one of those points is telling criminals who can't change their ways to leave. His name is Chuck Espy, and he says he will open his own wallet for you to leave. He says, quote, you are in the wrong environment. I will put money on the line to assist those type of people to move out of the city. He says, quote, it's better for you to leave our city than bring havoc among our community interested in positive growth. He's offered up $10,000 of his own cash for the city. He's appealing to local businesses and other philanthropists to donate to the cause as well. So he says, if you're not going to change your ways, you are out, and I will give you some money, and don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
See if that works.
I like it.
Bold. Have you ever forgotten change when you go through TSA at the airport? Have you ever left change in those trays?
I'm sure I have.
You are helping to build the wall. Thank you. The loose change you forget to take out of airport trays could soon be funding the Department of Homeland Security's operations at the U.S. border with Mexico, Jor. DHS reportedly wants to take $232 million from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, in order to fund its work at the border. If Congress doesn't agree to $1.1 billion of its funding request, the millions would get this. Man, are you kidding me? $50 million set aside by TSA to buy advanced airport screening equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm cool with that.
We don't need that.
No, I'm cool with that.
Why do we need screening equipment? Nah, let everybody through. $64 million from a workers' compensation fund set aside for injured employees at TSA. Bizarrely, it would also include $3 million of loose change left in trays at airports around the United States. Going to the wall.
Do you ever have your underwear stolen? This actually happened to me once in college. I tell you this story. I'll tell you in a minute. An Oregon man was sentenced last week to 30 days in jail after he was captured on video surveillance breaking into a neighbor's home and stealing her underwear. First-degree burglary and one-third-degree theft. He claimed he was just, you know, checking on the house. But the neighbor returned and was told that that neighbor had entered her home. She didn't need him to check on the house. At first, she thought nothing was missing, but police found that her underwear was missing from her bedroom. I tell you the story. So he got 30 days in jail. I tell you the story because once I was doing laundry in college, and when I went down to the dryer to take all my laundry out, all of my underwear was missing. And just like, you know, the other laundry was there, my jeans and my T-shirts and my socks. And I had no underwear. It was inappropriate.
That'll teach you.
To want to have clean underwear. It was really quite rude because I had to go and buy new underwear.
That's creepy.
I know. It was.
Where'd you go to school again?
Syracuse? Whatever. So don't steal anybody's underwear. It's not nice.
They have no hobbies? What is the deal? All right. Good on Carnival Cruise Lines. Carnival Paradise, one of the big cruise ships, came to the rescue of a man whose small boat was sinking. The company's Carnival Cruise Line spokesperson explained that the ship, which was on a four-day cruise to Cozumel from Tampa, reversed course to save the Mexican national. While en route back to its home port of Tampa, Carnival Paradise was alerted of a small craft in distress with one person in the water.
Oh, boy.
While the ship was 13 miles north of Cozumel,
that's very nice of
Carnival Paradise reversed course, lowered a rescue boat, brought the mariner on board, provided food, water, and medical treatment.
That's great. Good for them.
So
it's a good story.
Yeah, I don't think they always do that.
No, I don't. I think they just let you drown in the ocean with all those sharks. So good on them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they do a better show at home.
Oh, boy.
We had a caller call in going back to the shoe condom story.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He wanted to know if they're ribbed, you know, for, like, better traction.
Okay. But well done, caller. Well done. It's also 4:45. That's a Wicks and Jewelers time check.
I'm so distracted.
Ribbed for our pleasure.
So distracted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for better traction, Jordana.
Better traction.
With
mm-hmm.
Paul, Jordana, Dan, and Mike Max, and all I can say is, let it snow. Let it snow.
You stole that from me and you added music to it.
I thought we had a rule about singing on this show.
It wasn't really singing. It's more
moaning. You're right, it wasn't.
It's more moaning. But, all right.
So what happens tonight if he goes snow for four?
Okay, stop it. I might have to end this.
I'm back on.
Oh, man. That was good eighth inning last night, huh?
You know, it has been so textbook the way that this season has played out. You don't have to have a great hitting night every night if you hit one big home run and you get good pitching. Odorizzi was outstanding last night. They had saved Rogers for a few days because they had those blowouts, so he could pitch two innings. I mean, it's almost at the point, and maybe this is the Minnesota to me, where you go, all right, when's this thing going to collapse? Because this is too good to be true the way it's working, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's working right now. Sano doesn't have to, he's really not played very well since he came back. In 20 at-bats, he struck out 9 times, but he gave him the big blow last night, and that's worth a week's worth of work, you know?
And I thought, Mike, what was impressive about that at-bat is it wasn't, you know, a pull down the line. I mean, it wasn't his traditional type of home run. It was a pitch low and away. He went and got it and took it the other way.
Oh,
and that's
so
an encouraging sign for him.
He's so strong. Gosh. You know, he still has a tough time with the breaking pitches. And, you know, you can see their off speed him here and there. But, boy, if he guesses right, to Dan's point, he's on you, he's just too strong. You can't keep him in the park. And that's, you know, and the other part is he doesn't even have to be, you know, they're batting him seventh in the order. They're not asking him to be number 3-hole or number 4-hole hitter. Last night they didn't play Crone. They didn't play Scope. Obviously Garver's out. Cruz is out. I mean, that's half your starting lineup, and they got away with one, so to speak. I also saw something last night I haven't seen before. Consecutive at-bats, and Dan, I don't know if you watched this, two guys got injured for the Angels. First, Ohtani swinging at his, hit him, and then Simmons comes up next and hurts his ankle trying to stretch it out. Not that guys haven't been hurt before, but to have consecutive at-bats like that where it looked like the injuries were, I don't know how severe they are, what they've said
well,
since.
Well, I just saw a statement from the Angels, it's funny you mentioned that, that said that Ohtani's okay, he's available to play tonight, but Simmons had an MRI, he's got a grade 3 sprain to that ankle, which is like a full tear. So he's going to the 10-day IL, and then he's probably going to be on that for quite a while.
Yeah, you just hate to see that, and you can see the way that ankle turned. You go, that one, that's not good, whatever that is, you know?
Maxie, the Twins are 31-16, 5.5 games ahead of Cleveland in the AL Central. Did anybody predict this at the start of the season, that the Twins would would be this dominant. I know it's still early.
Yeah, I don't recall specifically. I think I might have mentioned something.
Did you mention something to that effect?
I remember that.
I don't remember my exact words, but the verbiage. I think I kind of hinted at it, didn't
hinted
I?
At greatness. Yes, you did.
Oh, God. I was at Ryan Saunders' press conference today, too.
Oh, that was so beautiful. And he did a great interview with Chad that we've tweeted out. Really, seems like a great guy.
So, yeah, he's getting his shot, and he's a young guy. And then,
good for him.
Gerson Rosas, who's the president, is 40, and Ryan's 33. That makes them kind of the youngest combo in the NBA to try to climb this hill. So I think that's going to be real interesting.
And
I think Gerson's going to have a lot to say about it, more on that to come in the days and weeks ahead. But remember, you heard it here first about the Twins, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I think I said something about it. They had a chance to be halfway something.
And game two versus the Angels tonight on CCO Radio, 8:30 pregame, 9:10 first pitch. Mike Pineda on the Hill for Minnesota. And, of course, after final pitch with Henry Lake.
And coming up, the legislator who sponsored the opioid bill. His story when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.